This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rocket shot from DeBrincat, 4-0 your final on Saturday night in Montreal. That's a big-time win. Let the good times roll tonight.
Oh, it's huge.
Little Caesars Arena. Yeah, keep the good times going because tonight's the Fedorov night.
It should be a lot of fun. I know both of us aren't going, but for those that are going, I can't wait tomorrow morning to hear the whole lead up to the game, everything that goes on during the game. Like they've got this planned out from the moment people step foot at the LCA all the way until they leave. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And now, Heather, I think you had it in your news late last week. They're opening doors early.
Yeah, 4:20, I think.
Yeah, and then they want people in their seats by 5:30. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a 7:15 puck drop.
Yeah.
They want you in your seats at 5:30. They've got something planned, and they're going to honor Fedorov.
Yeah, and I mean, long overdue, but glad it's happening now.
Look, he's one of the 10 best players in franchise history. Last Red Wing to win an MVP award.
Yeah.
It's long overdue. It should be hanging in the rafters, and it will tonight. And he's been super gracious this entire time. I'm sure there are personal things. You know, this is probably thought it would happen or should have happened sooner, but he's been gracious, and I think it's about time. It's about damn time. But in terms of like feel good right now, Wings are in first place in their division. They just beat Montreal. Gibson had a shutout, which is a far cry from the first game of the season where they chased him. Montreal got him out of the net in game one. John, he's played a lot better. They're playing better defense in front of him. They have a positive goal differential. Everything feels good right now for the Red Wings.
It does. And I mean, they keep slowly inching in. It's never going to be comfortable for Red Wings fans until they're in the playoffs.
Right.
Until that actually, hey, they drop the puck and you're in the postseason, but they're starting to inch forward in regards to, hey, before, the difference between being in first place and being out of the playoffs in playoff position was 4 points. And we saw them bounce from, you know, it could be on a single night where they would go from first to a last team in. Now they're it's 5 points, and now it's 6 points. Like they're starting to create a little bit of a buffer because we all know at some point during the season, whether it happens in the month of March or it won't happen in February because there's not many games in February, the beginning of April, like there's going to be a skid. How long does that skid last? Hopefully it's not as long as the previous three Marches have been. But there's going to be that moment. They got to make hay while the getting's good.
What you're describing is breathing room, right? And yep. I know people don't want to really exhale because of what's happened the last few seasons at the end, but they're creating a little bit of breathing room. They had a lead as large as 9 or 10 points 2 years ago and didn't make it. So I think that's that. How much belief do I have in what's happening? They're winning games they didn't in previous years. Their goaltending, especially the last month and a half, has been much improved. Yeah, I mean, don't want to get ahead of yourself. Don't want to get let down again. But, John, I'll just spotlight Gibson for a second here. He gets chased the first game of the year. He struggled a lot early in the season. A lot of odd man rushes, high danger chances. To an extent, he was hung out to dry by his defense. He also just wasn't making very many big saves. things are completely different right now. Mm-hmm. Since December 1st, he's 12-2 with a .930 save percentage. He's confident. That Sider-Edvinson tandem playing damn near half the hockey game together certainly helps. They're blocking a lot of shots. They look like a much better defensive hockey team. And everybody knows the power play's potent. The penalty kill's no longer the worst in the league. Like, there are things you can point to say, well, here's why they're going to advance further or finally make the postseason. Got to see it, though.
Well, you got to see it, and you got to see how they're going to handle the Olympic break.
I know.
For those guys that are playing, also for those guys that, you know, quote unquote, will be sitting at home. I know they're not going to be sitting around, but and it may just be the perfect storm for this team in a positive way, where you got a lot of young players. And I know some of them are going to play for their countries, but it's a long season and they've got a lot of young players. Are they going to be able to use that to rest up? So the 82 game season is really split into two much shorter seasons, and they've got a little juice at the end.
Yeah, so the Red Wings that are going to play in the Olympics, Larkin will be on USA, Sider will be for Germany, and Raymond will be playing for Sweden. I was a little surprised Edvinson didn't make Sweden, but I guess the silver lining is nothing's going to happen. He can just rest up and
Get ready to go.
Yeah, be ready for the stretch run down the stretch. Same with DeBrincat and Kane, guys that you could have argued, did they have a case? Could they have made Team USA? Always want guys to have a chance to represent their country, but at the same time, selfishly, you're like, at least they're not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So 248-539-9797. If you're going tonight, get there early. Have a good time. Sergei Fedorov night at Little Caesars Arena. And it shouldn't be lost in all of this. This isn't some throwaway game. This isn't like when your college team plays a patsy for homecoming and you're going to run up the score. This is the team with the best record in the East, the most points in the East, Carolina. So you're getting the best team in the Metropolitan against the best team in the Atlantic Division. In a lot of ways, this is kind of like last Monday night when the Pistons played the Knicks. Mm-hmm. So go win tonight. We're going to have some fun with this hockey team tomorrow.
So it's not Michigan versus Central. That's what you're saying.
Why you got to do this? You got to be this way. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. Well, the University of Michigan has selected its next president.
Oh.
Kent Siverud, the current chancellor of Syracuse University.
Great job on the name, though.
I think that's how
I
you say it.
I kept looking at it going, how do you say this name?
I said it.
I don't know if I said it correctly.
Well, he'll officially be appointed as Michigan's 16th president today. A lawyer by training. He earned his bachelor's degree at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service before enrolling at Michigan, where he earned a master's degree in economics and a law degree. He's got ties to the state. He taught at Michigan's law school from 1987 to 1997. He met his wife in Ann Arbor. They have a home in Northern Michigan together.
Wow.
So
welcome home.
All right. We have it. Yeah. This is crazy. So the man accused of showing up at Romulus Middle School with a gun last week appeared in court Thursday afternoon, and footage of his arraignment is now going viral after he immediately began cussing out the judge.
Oh.
But there's more. So first off, police say 44-year-old Shantez Gregory was standing about a foot from the school when he fired multiple shots. They say he didn't shoot at the building, but we know the whole school went into, you know, an active shooter lockdown.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, his arraignment on Zoom is crazy because he refused to answer the judge's questions. He wouldn't even give his name. He claimed that the judge and the court was wasting his time. He plugged his ears with his fingers like,
what?
La, 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 la. Like, I'm not going to listen to you. And near the end of the hearing, he called the judge racist and told her to, quote, get a real job. Listen to this. I mean, it went on and on and on, very disrespectful. So the judge also noted that he had issues in the past and that he had kidnapped his son from school before. So he wasn't even supposed to be in the school zone. He wasn't allowed to pick up his son again. He's facing terrorism charges, plus more for carrying a concealed weapon and a weapon in a school-free zone. Anyway, crazy, though. Check out that footage. Notre Dame football coach Marcus Freeman has found himself at the center of a police investigation after being accused of battery at a high school wrestling event.
So his son is a wrestler,
His son is a wrestler. So the incident took place, this was on January 3rd, at his son's wrestling meet. And the opposing school assistant wrestling coach filed a police report after he claims he got into a physical altercation with Freeman when they were leaving the gym with his son. So his son lost the the meet, whatever you say, yeah, they lost match. The match. There you go. They were leaving the mat, heading out of the school, when it sounds like this assistant coach started saying something to them, and then the coach says there was a physical altercation. Now the school is saying, Notre Dame is saying, that video evidence will fully exonerate Freeman, and that Freeman's son was verbally accosted during and after the wrestling match, and at no point did Freeman physically engage with anyone. So apparently there is some video footage that police have, but it's, well, just... Huh. Sounds crazy. Well, really.
Yeah. I mean, Marcus Freeman is, we can say whatever we want about him being a head coach of a rival or of a different school. From what I know of him, he's a great dude.
Yeah, this is surprising to read.
Yeah.
Well, let's let all of this one come out.
Ticket prices for the college football playoff national championship game between Indiana and Miami are at historic highs, very expensive. As of Saturday morning, the cheapest ticket for the game on January 19th is over $3,500, including fees. Cheapest ticket.
So think about it. It's in Miami.
It is.
Right. Where the Canes are ready to announce that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Indiana, which I didn't even realize this, John. They have the most living alumni. Did I read this correctly? Like, they have a ton of alums that are just waiting for this opportunity to cash in and watch their football team. Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The average ticket price, $5,589.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Somebody broke down all the prices starting from 2021. The average price in 2021 was $1,700, so just over. And then dropped in 2022, 2023, and then went back up in 2024 and... just keeps going.
Yeah, here it is. Indiana University now ranks number one for nation's largest living alumni with over 800,000 alumni as of late 2025.
Wow.
So they've been waiting their whole life for this.
Yeah. Interesting.
That'll drive up the price. They're in demand.
How did they get number one all of a sudden? Did they murder a bunch of other alumni groups?
Greg, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, I mean, longevity. Maybe they're just living longer than other ones.
Yeah, well, they're not getting a heart attack from their football team until now.
Yeah, that's true.
Heather with the news. Hey, coming up next, it's not too early to preview next week in the NFL, is it?
No.
Bears and Rams. Ben Johnson on one side, Matthew Stafford on the other. Are the Detroit Rams back? It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. It is a Monday following what was pretty epic NFL wildcard weekend. All these thrilling games, 4 of the 5, coming down to that final possession in the final minutes. And John, some of the storylines as we look ahead. You're going to get Ben Johnson and the Bears hosting Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Because, of course.
Yeah, why not?
Is there anybody conflicted out there? in listener land, do you know who you're rooting for in this game? You're going to watch. We're all going to watch. The NFL playoffs have been great.
Sure.
Do you have a preference? Are the Detroit Rams back?
No, to me, that was never a thing.
Should never have been a thing.
Well, and now that we're, what, four more years removed, it's certainly not a thing. Everyone's going to have a personal reason. My personal reason is I can't stand Sean McVay, so I don't want to see him win another game. It has nothing to do with Matthew Stafford. Has nothing to do with Ben Johnson. And if I'm looking at, you know, if we all look at those that graduated from our school, yeah, Blake Corum is on the side of the Rams, and there's some other guys. I'm looking at Colston Loveland in his rookie season. I'd love to see him go as deep as possible in the playoffs. So those are my reasons. I would be more on the Bears side, but it's not like I'm going to sit there and actively root for the Bears.
Yeah, I don't have the venom towards Ben Johnson that I know a lot of people in the Lions fan base have. At the same time, I don't like the Bears. They're a division rival. F the Bears. I don't want to see them hosting an NFC title game. Something we haven't done yet. I don't want to see them going to a Super Bowl, something that we could have done with Ben here. It's not his fault. It's our problem, but I don't want to see it. So to me, it's pretty simple. And no, the Detroit Rams thing, Stafford winning a Super Bowl was not an accomplishment for Detroit. It was kind of a stain on the fact that Detroit had wasted a Hall of Fame level quarterback.
A decade worth of it.
Yeah. So to me, that wasn't like a feel-good story for Detroit. The Detroit Rams thing was weird. You could have personally wanted to see the guy have success, but it shouldn't have been a Detroit thing.
No, it's just like when I'm talking about Blake Corum or I'm talking about Colston Loveland. Like, yeah, I want to see those guys have personal success. I don't care about their team. And it was the same thing with Matthew Stafford. If you were that big of a Matthew Stafford fan, just because he was in LA doesn't mean you don't have to to stop cheering for him. You know, if they're playing against your team, sure, you take a night off. But
and it might have been easier when the Lions were bad, right? You had a vacuum, like this void in your life. My football team doesn't make the playoffs. My football team doesn't win playoff games. So people could easily look at that and
ship
go,
the team B.
Yeah, go ahead. It's a B team. But I think now that the Lions not only have made the playoffs, won playoff games, beaten the Rams in the playoffs, he got his. It's kind of how I look at it. So it's not that I'm pro Rams or I need to see Stafford or want to see Stafford win a Super Bowl. It's just the lesser of two evils here. I don't want to see the Bears win.
Any issue with Ben Johnson post game, the handshake, the post game video that came out of the locker room, you know, F the Packers. Wow. Well, I guess Heather does.
No, I had no issue with it. Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't like the Packers. We say F the Packers. We say F the Bears. It's what you do when you're in his shoes specifically. It's a competitively charged environment. You're with your guys in the locker room. Yeah, man. F the division rival. I had no issue with how Ben Johnson conducted himself. He's all fired up. I had no issue with it, John. Did it bother you?
No. And it's okay. The handshake was what it was. I don't think you have to sit there and hug.
No.
You know, it was, hey, I'm going to go over there, shake his hand. I'm going to go off to the locker room. That one, to me, was blown out way out of proportion. And then the whole locker room thing, I'm just happy he kept his shirt on. I don't want to see any of that. But in regards to, you know, there didn't used to be cameras in there until 10 minutes after the final whistle. So the coach had a chance to address the team and say whatever he wanted. And the coaches say whatever they want now. They just, you know, before it goes public, it gets all cleaned up. So, yeah, that is a message that has been said time. It's a message as old as time.
I was going to say, I'm sure you've heard worse. I'm not asking you to repeat it.
Probably said worse.
You probably have. We don't need to clutch the pearls because Ben Johnson was disrespectful in his post-game speech. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, people. I get not wanting the Bears to win. That's the camp I'm in. I don't have this personal venom towards Ben, but you guys let us know. Is this a situation where you're pulling for the Rams or you're pulling for the Bears? Or, as one texter put it today, you want the meteor to hit the field.
Yeah.
248-539-97.
The aliens behind that meteor. Is that still a story?
No, I think that's left our...
Oh, is that left our solar system?
Yeah, I stopped getting TikTok notifications for it, so it's probably not a thing.
The aliens
anymore.
didn't arrive, at least that we know of.
That we know of.
Yeah.
They could be right here amongst us.
So, of the three of us, who would be the alien?
You guys both looked at me. I don't like this topic. 248-539-9797. Try to stay on point, guys. Yeah, like
we'll just call you ET from now on. Cookies is gone. It's just ET.
Like Saturday night, I'm just going to move on. Saturday night, you're in a weird spot. Like, again, you could have asked the question, who are you rooting for, the Packers or the Bears?
Yeah.
And that was the ultimate, like, let's just have a meteor hit the field.
Yeah, no great answer.
So, I don't know. I looked at it like this. When the Bears were losing, you see, they're pretenders. They're no good. They're finally going to get got. Well, in true to Bears form, they win the game anyway. But then you flip and go, see, Packers blew it. They're no good.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, I know that there's a lot of animosity towards Ben Johnson and the fact that he's no longer in Detroit, how he left. They lost, you know, the Lions lost to Washington. Everybody thought that he took the week off because he was doing interviews. That is how business is done. There have been other teams that have done it. They went on to it. Maybe it was too much for him. I don't know. But I'm not going to sit there and say that's the reason. There were a lot of guys that underperformed that week. And then his comments about Jared Goff and Penei Sewell and, you know, all it. I'm not going to tell anybody to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's any more of a dork than he was when he was here.
Yeah. He didn't do anything that any other coach wouldn't do.
He just happened to be our dork.
He was. Now he's not. But he did what any coach would do. You interview during that appropriate window, which everybody does. You take the best job available, which he did. And he's been proven right. His team is still playing in the postseason.
He didn't pull a Lane Kiffin.
Right. He didn't leave during the playoffs.
And take his assistant coaches with him.
Right. Anton Randall, come on, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing like that. And it's a rival, so I think there's some natural animosity and hatred, but it's not. Look, again, you can feel how you're going to feel. I'm just speaking for myself. It's not more than that.
No.
You really don't like McVay, though. I don't want to lose sight of this. That's the guy that drives you crazy.
Yeah, and some of it's his comments. Some of it's just, I'll go back to something that Stoney and I used to do. It's just like just something about him, right? Yep. It's more his face than anything else. It's running around on the sidelines and hugging his buddy, Matthew Stafford, and the whole, oh, we just happened to be in Cabo at the same time.
Okay. Just a coincidence.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me, it's more a disdain for Sean McVay than it is for the Bears. I know that they're a division rival and people can't, you know, I'm not expecting them to sit there and root for the Bears.
Guys, the Bears are the only NFC North team I respect. Not pulling for a win, but not going to rep the Rams either. The Detroit Rams thing was a result of the moment. The city felt like Stafford was still their QB, and we didn't know how the trade would pan out. In this game, I'll be rooting for the same thing I was in Packers-Bears. Batman and the Dark Knight Rises. This is a meteor game where you root for the meteor to crash into Soldier Field, just like last week, Will in Ann Arbor. I'm so tired of the Lions wasting Hall of Fame careers. We've had some of the best position players to ever play the game and nothing to show for it. Now, possibly, again, in multiple players, it looks like we're going to do the same thing with Stafford, Johnson, Barry, and more.
Well, I mean, those players also have to go out in there and win it. And I'm not holding Matthew Stafford harmless for the fact that they didn't win here because they did give him a Hall of Fame receiver. Now, the offensive line, all right, hey, it didn't protect him like it needed to or develop a run game. That's on management. They also didn't have a coach like the Lions have now or like he has with the Rams.
So famously,
it goes hand in hand.
In that Cowboy playoff game, people focus on Hitchens and the PI. And I get it. That same game, people forget, they had a 4th-and-1 at midfield,
mm-hmm.
and they punted.
You think Dan would have done that?
I don't think Dan would have done that. And that was the only year Stafford had a good defense. The only time in his decade in Detroit they had a good defense. So if you want to say they should have won the Super Bowl the one shot, fine. But more often than not, they hung him out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
And now he goes to L.A., and we're watching him do it in the postseason. Game-winning drives, comebacks, Super Bowls, all of it. 248-539-9797. We have our winner for Chris Stapleton tickets, Matt in Lapeer. He was listening, heard the drum solo to In the Air Tonight.
Congratulations.
Congrats. He'll go see Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow at Ford Field Saturday, August 8th. If you're bummed you didn't win the tickets today, you got a chance every day this week. It's 97.1. A couple news and notes as we wrap today. be interesting to see how these play out. Adam Schefter this hour saying that the Packers are going to try to work things out with Matt LaFleur, work on an extension for Matt LaFleur. John, your thoughts?
It'll be interesting to see how that fan base reacts. And maybe they're floating this out there just to see what the response is from the fan base. I can't imagine it's going to be very positive.
This is what Schefter says. Packers are now expecting to try to work out a deal in the coming days to keep LaFleur in Green Bay. Per sources, he currently has 1 year remaining on his contract, and both sides want clarity moving forward. Yeah, if you're LaFleur and you're not keeping me, let me know so I can go get another, different job.
Yeah.
I had it in the overreactions. They should fire him. Do you agree with that?
I think they should part ways.
Yeah.
I mean, he just hasn't been able to win in the postseason. And he really hasn't been able to be very productive throughout the regular season. And I know that, they were right there with the division this year until Micah Parsons got hurt. They end up losing. And, the last 3 to 4 weeks fell apart for him. But post Aaron Rodgers, they really haven't been much of anything.
They've been
the expectations that they have there.
They've been the seventh seed when they get in. He's won one playoff game since Rodgers' exit, and he's had multiple cracks at it. And look, an overall record of 3-6 in the playoffs. The most recent game being the fifth straight loss of their season, a nosedive. You blow a lead of 18 points at the half. You're taking timeouts because you can't get lined up right, and then a delay a game out of the timeout. You abandon the run game with a lead. You give up 25 points on defense in the fourth quarter alone. Like, that is historic. Meltdown.
Here's a question. If they work out an extension with him, is it a one-year extension? So he's not going into the last year of his contract?
But if I'm him, I don't want a one-year extension. Either you're committed to me or you're not, right?
Yeah, so if you're the Packers, or if you're the Packer fan base, do you want to tack on 3 years so he's there for another four? And then if it doesn't work out next year, all of a sudden, hey, well, we're going to have to pay you for the next three?
Think about this. He's going to say, I don't want to be a lame duck. I got 1 year left on my deal. And you can't extend him if you're Green Bay.
Well, certainly not another. I would think not another three years.
Not a real extension. So doesn't it feel like this is a, like you said, little trial balloon floated out. Oh, we're going to try to work things out.
See what
out.
The response is. Well, I still think it's one of those situations where, okay, they say, yeah, we're going to try and work it out, both sides, blah, blah, blah. But eventually it's going to come to, whether it's today or tomorrow, they've mutually decided to part ways.
Yeah. Tom Pelissero says, other teams with vacancies are watching closely. LaFleur would be immediately a top candidate if he became available. So people have connected Atlanta. He was an assistant coach in Atlanta with Matt Ryan, who is now in a leadership position in Atlanta. They have an opening. LaFleur could coach in the ATL, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, again, the Atlanta fan base, how excited are they going to be to have a guy that comes back that was a part of the 28-3 debacle?
Yeah. I love that press conference. That'll be great.
Yeah. I mean, it's very similar. As soon as you lose, 21-3 at halftime against the division rival, the Bears, in the postseason, and you lose that one.
Right.
All of a sudden, everybody does the digging and says, oh, well, he was standing there next to Matt Ryan when they were 28-3.
Yikes. So that's news note number one. Second thing. Tom Pelissero reporting Mike McDaniel will interview for the Lions offensive coordinator job this week.
There you go.
He's also going to interview for some head coaching jobs, Titans and Cleveland, to name two.
It would be interesting to be in his inner circle because if it doesn't work out the first time, and for the first 2 years, hey, they made the postseason in Miami. The last 2 years, it's kind of fallen apart. Why is that? How much of the blame goes to the roster? How much of it goes to injuries? How much does it go to the head coach? Obviously, the head coach was the scapegoat. He's no longer there. Neither is the general manager. If you think, hey, I've got two cracks at this, two bites of the apple, do you want your second one to be in Cleveland when, yeah, you got a really good defense, but your backfield is beat up and you have 10 different quarterbacks?
Yeah. So in other words, you have none.
Right.
The old saying is if you have two, you don't have one.
Do you want to hitch your wagon in Tennessee to Cam Ward that at times showed some promise, but it was a difficult rookie season? Do you want to go to Tennessee and say, yeah, this is my next chance? Or do you want to be that guy that becomes a coordinator, aces all the exams again, and then gets to pick and choose what's the best scenario for him to go to when that happens? Because he's still a really young guy.
He is, and you don't want to have two failures as a head coach. You might only get one more real crack at this. If you choose to take an OC job, Detroit would be the best job available.
Yes.
I mean, you would come in, and what you did with Achan, you could do with Gibbs. You have 2,000-yard receivers. You have a top 10 quarterback. You're going to play a last play schedule, a lot of indoor games and warm weather games. You could go back and put up video game numbers, especially if they address the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And then you get to say, remember when the Lions took a dip? I'm part of the reason they bounced back.
Well, he's also a guy that's been able to call a run game with an inferior offensive line.
Yes.
Now, we all believe that this offensive line is better than the one that they had in Miami. And if Brad Holmes does address the center and left guard position, should be above average offensive line next year. So run game itself should improve.
He's been the offensive coordinator head coach for some good run games, explosive offenses. Yeah, man, this would be the top target for me as a Lions fan if they could land him. It's just going to be, does he want to take a head coaching job? Does he get offered one? Mm-hmm. And does he want to take your last real shot to be a head coach in Cleveland or Tennessee?
And the offensive coordinator interviews would be very entertaining or bizarre at the very least.
Probably both.
Well, we won't be privy to them, but yes.
Yeah. No, he's saying like once...
Not the coach interviewing. Yeah. When we get into training camp and they...
Yeah, you know, it could be. Perhaps. I think he'd be a great candidate here, but I suspect he's going to get an offer to be a head coach somewhere. And I get the whole idea. Take a coordinator job, really build up the resume, and then pick and choose what you want. But there's only 32 of these jobs out there, man.
Yeah.
And you get offered one, and you could be the guy that turns it around. There's reason to like what they have in both of those towns. I mean, the defense is built up in Cleveland already. You've got, you know, pick your quarterback in Cleveland, I guess. But Tennessee's got their quarterback. I'm not going to try to campaign for him to get those jobs. I'd love for him to be with the Lions because I think he'd do a great job here.
Did you enjoy the football this weekend?
Love the football this weekend. I mean, college and pros were insane how good the playoffs have been. Just absolutely insane for the first weekend. And I loved watching Cignetti just light up.
Okay, so quick, it's a week away, but what's your initial pick, Miami or Indiana?
Indiana, because Indiana's got a defense too, but their offense has been unstoppable at this point, and the U's got a great defense.
Champ and Chump coming up.
All right, Karsh Anderson next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.